Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Rural Oklahomans are no strangers to tough times. We pull together and overcome, and we must do it again.
Because COVID-19 doesn't stop where the pavement turns to gravel.
It is spreading throughout our rural communities and down our local main streets.
For your family, our economy, and our children, help us stop the spread.
Wear a mask, wash your hands, and watch your distance.
It's the Griswold Cattle Company 2020 Female Classic Sale. 500 head will sell on Saturday, December 19th, starting at 11 a.m. in Stillwater. Bred cows, bred heifers, open heifer prospects, 68 embryos, and over 500 units of semen to sell. These females are the kind that you can build a program around. To view the catalog, go to GriswoldCattle.com. Griswold Cattle Company's 2020 Female Classic Sale, Saturday, December 19th. For questions, call John Griswold at 405-780-3300. Well, cattle traders who held out until yesterday were rewarded with reported southern trade at $108. Haven't seen any trade reported here in our part of the country, but this is generally steady with last week's price levels despite the early week discounted cash sales reported in the north. Northern cash cattle trade on a live basis was reported from $105 to $108 yesterday. The $108 price would be generally $2 higher than Nebraska's average last week. With some additional cattle still needing to be traded, the focus on beef market firmness over the next few days could help to establish a seasonal low in the cash cattle market near the short term. Hog futures continue to tread water through the end of the week with continued pressure growing in pork cutout values and limited packer processing speeds, creating concerns about the market remaining current through the holidays. Although an aggressive run of processing is expected tomorrow, mechanical and weather delays over the last week in numerous plants around the country have added up to significant losses in hogs being processed. On the grains, buying across the three wheat exchanges overnight as most contracts add to Thursday's gains but remain lower for the week. In general, wheat prices are moving higher from the December 7th lows but still largely confined to a 50-cent range, which has encapsulated trade dating back to mid-October. Firmer corn prices overnight adding to Thursday's gains and closing in on contract highs from late November. Bulls appear firmly in control of day-to-day price action in corn, emboldened with strong export sales, uncertainty about South American corn crops, and a bit of anxiety about what the USDA might say on the January slate of reports. Sharply higher trade across the soy complex overnight, with gains being led by soybean meal and soybeans respectively. Thursday saw both soybeans and meal conquer stiff resistance, with the former pushing through the $12 mark handily, while soy meal broke above $400 overnight. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light. Move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
At the close yesterday, February live cattle up 67, 114.45, April up 60 at 118.42, January feeder cattle up 12 cents, 140.97, March up 62 cents, 142.60, February hogs down 47 cents, 65.50. Kansas City wheat, the March was up for 8.5 cents, 5.70, May up 8.25 at 5.74, Chicago wheat March up 10.25, 6.08 3/4, May up 10 cents, 6.09 3/4, March corn up 5.25, 4.32 1/2, and May was up 5 cents, 4.34 3/4. January soybeans up 17.5, 12.01 1/4. March up 17.5 at 12.05 1/2 penny. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.